I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
Yep.
The Invisible Man.
I liked it.
Surprise hit.
Wow.
I liked it a lot, too.
Yep.
Elizabeth Moss headlining this.
The smartest one I know.
Yes.
Came out in 1991.
Yes. Of course.
The Silence of the Lambs. Jonathan Demme.
Yeah, it was a surprise.
And so about The Exorcist, do you think that belongs up toward the top of the list?
I do. I was trying to figure out what it is about horror movies. And when you look it up online, there are a lot of, these are smart horror movies.
Right, right.
Which seems to imply that horror by in and of itself
is
pretty stupid. That if you just go to you're in for a horror movie, you're probably in for something that's idiotic.
I think they're casting aspersions on the people who like those movies.
Is that right? Okay.
That's the stupid part of it.
Horror isn't the main draw.
Wonderful.
Right? It's about character. Yeah. I thought Rosemary's Baby. I don't even think today's audiences would consider it a horror film. It only becomes horrifying near the end when you realize what's been happening, right?
Yeah.
It's that impending sense of terror that really makes it smart, right? Because it keeps us engaged without throwing jump scares at
us. Great. 1976, a movie that just fits the bill you just gave.
Yep.
Carrie. Builds until you got her breaking everything at the end.
Right. Another Stephen King adaptation, The Shining.
Oh,
which we talk
I knew
about, pops up in every conversation
sure does.
That we have. Because it's not about the kills, but it's not about how do we throw this monster into the narrative and wreak havoc and start racking up the body count. Although I will say, Alien is exactly that.
I agree with you. And I think 2018, A Quiet Place.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to see that much of a monster. I just need to feel its presence.
Sometimes I actually do need to see the monster.
Oh.
And I've been thinking about that recently. I've started watching this other Stephen King adaptation on HBO called The Outsider. It's a slow burn of a series. It's kind of like a murder mystery meets supernatural investigation. At some point, it's annoying. I want the monster. It is not smart enough to hold my attention.
Well, what about James Wan's The Conjuring? Does that fit any of our high-minded criteria?
No. There's a lot of bells and whistles going on
there. I think a lot of jump scares. And
jump scares and all that stuff.
Yes.
So, no, it doesn't fit. There were four movies that kind of came out back-to-back or right around the same time that fit the criteria. Get Out.
Good one.
It Follows. The Babadook.
It manifests what's going on with a single mother.
Right.
If that's the most important thing, because you see the Babadook now and then.
Yeah.
But not, you know, he's not in presence.
And I'll tell you, some of the more intense scenes are just the ones with her and her kid.
Yes, yes.
And because she's trying to hold it together while this kid is, like, you know, flying off the handle. And the last one of that group, The Witch.
You don't see it till the end, that ceremony at the end.
Yeah. There's again, another one that just, you know, ominous sense of dread.
Now, so I'm wondering why you haven't suggested one that Franco and I would have suggested right away.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
See, now I knew it. You left that out.
Well, that's not smart.
I don't know.
All kinds of dumb stuff going on in there.
I don't.
Why can he kill people some of the time and not other times? No, you know what? To me, they're fun to look at, but they don't do anything for me. Anything Cronenberg, The Fly, Dead Ringers.
Right, right.
The Brood, Crash, where there's this underground group of
elements.
Like people who fetishize car wrecks.
Yes, right. Now, there's one that you haven't mentioned. Perhaps we could end our discussion with this one. 50, 60 years ago.
Okay.
Psycho.
One of the great smart horror films.
Oh, I do too. And
you know what's so fascinating about that movie is that the killer, you spend a lot of time with him. Completely sympathetic character. You're wondering the whole time how this part of him is manifesting. Old as the movie is, upends a lot of horror movie tropes. Hitchcock lures you in with Janet Leigh.
Yeah. Beginning with your thesis, it's in the head.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be out there. It's just there.
I want to bring up Todd Browning's Freaks, about the circus freak. This woman starts to bilk one of the little people, performers, right? She says she loves him, takes all his money, and then the circus freaks start to exact their revenge. It's a great movie. It is a really creepy movie. Todd Browning uses all these real people with deformities and creepy, evocative. The horror of it is what just regular human beings do to people, you know? Like, that's the scary part.
Like,
you know, taking
broadcasting cinema classics.
Yes.
That's scary.
What a horror show this is. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at WCBE.org.